The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you into the radio station, Downtown Corinth, for the next hour or so. We're going to be sharing hope. We share that hope in a message of our Lord Jesus, so we're excited about that. I do have to clarify something. Right off the bat, Ronnie Martin is not here today. Bobby Capps ain't here today. So I've got the number one guy, Kirby Nixon, filling in for him. So can you talk as much as Ronnie and Bobby together?
I can hang with Ronnie, but probably can't keep up with Bobby.
Okay. So, but Kirby Nixon, who is assistant director there at the Freedom Center and the man that runs the day-to-day activities and things there and spends a lot of time with our guys, is here today. And Kirby, you brought a guy with us that's graduating today. Why don't you introduce him?
Yeah, we've got Tanner Joy today. He's been a joy to have with us for 12 weeks. One of our younger guys, but very mature for his age. And he's really had a good foundation, you know, with the Lord, being a pastor's son. He didn't have much of a choice growing up, I would say, but now I've really seen a lot of growth in him, and I'm just proud of not him necessarily, but what he's let the Lord do, you know, over these last weeks.
Yeah, well, we got graduation tonight. That'll take place at Living Free Ministries, we invite you to be part of that. We've got two guys graduating next week, Kirby. And then we got another guy graduating August 21st, so they're leaving the building.
Yeah.
We've got beds.
Yeah, we've got beds. We want to help you, you know, if you need help. You can go on our webpage, CorinthFreedomCenter.com, put in an application. Don't take but a minute, and we'd love to have you, love to help.
Yeah, and with Ronnie being out, and he is on a cruise, so I'm not sure if we can get the application, but I'm going to volunteer your phone number, Kirby. You can give him your phone number.
Yeah, my number is 731-925-0702. So if you need help today, give me a call, and I can get you an application filled out. And if you know somebody that needs help, you know, we're here.
Probably could be a real quick process. If you got a hold of Kirby today or tomorrow, you could probably check in Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, sure.
And start the process of the next 12 weeks getting help.
Yeah.
What's that 12 weeks look like, Kirby?
It's it's a lot of classes, you know, we really just believe in one thing that can change people's lives and people's situation, and it's the Lord Jesus and a relationship with Him. We walk with you. We try to teach you some discipline in some areas, you know, and just small things, and mainly, you know, just teach you how to do life sober and live, you know, show you that there is a way to do that.
And we've had great success. We've had 145 or more guys come in. Do you know where number is Tanner number 74 I think Tanner is number 74 alumni. Do you know Tanner?
I really don't.
No. I think that's right.
But. Number 74 or 5. So we're right there. We're above the 50% mark, and that is huge. And so we'd love to help. You know, Kirby, we're growing. We're trying to get our wheels under us, trying to figure out what we do each day, build our staff, because you're new at this. You ain't been in your walk very long. Ronnie ain't been in his walk very long. Ryan and Kyle ain't been in their walk very long. Me and Bobby's the old guys.
Yeah.
And so y'all got a new young generation that's learning and going, but man, they've been some success stories.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We had a guy yesterday, went to court in Memphis, Tennessee, looking at some pretty serious stuff, and it's all gone away, you know. So that's nothing that we done, obviously. But it's just, you know, he surrendered his life to the Lord, and the Lord's taking care of him.
Put himself in the right place.
Yeah.
To be able to go forward. That's key, is putting yourself in a place in your life that you can go forward. It's hard to get well in the midst of chaos. It's hard to get better if you're in the midst of chaos. So we offer a safe environment for people to come, men to come. Tanner is one of the young guys. Tanner, how old are you?
23.
Tanner, Bobby Capps just texted. He's almost a Little Rock. Said that he was proud of you and he loved you. I was sitting here, I just had to say it. If I tell you that Tanner is a joy, that's two different ways.
Yeah. Because
his last name's a joy. And
yeah. I knew when I did his intake, I thought, well, this guy, he's wanting, you know, a change in his life. And he had a good foundation, like I say, in the Lord. You know, a lot of our guys don't. We had a great... we have a great testimony with us right now. You know, a guy come in 5 weeks ago, roughly, didn't believe there was a God, didn't believe in Jesus. And the Lord saved him up on the hill in a hammock in the edge of the woods, you know. So he's still saving people. He's still bailing folks out. You know, he's knocking at the door. You know, will you open it? That's kind of what it boils down to.
Well, listen, man, some of you alumni brothers is on their way to Memphis to celebrate Jason Gray's birthday.
That's
Jason,
what they said.
Jason thought he was 16, and, you know, he has to have a birthday party, a birthday cake, balloons.
Yes.
I mean,
would you believe me if I told you?
He's winning a day off.
Would you believe me if I told you he took his guitar with him?
Yeah. Well, Cleavy may have him booked over.
Well, they could. He could have a little lunch show. Yeah. I don't know.
So, listen, the big news around the Freedom Center and our ministry is the 112 acres of land that we have purchased on Alcorn Central School Road. Turn off of Highway 72. About a mile there on the left is the fire tire. And then the next plot, these 112 acres there. Well, the good news is today that 112 acres has been purchased.
Yeah.
It has been paid for. It has been paid off. We paid the note completely off this week. So now the good news is it will start with some dirt work, getting it cleaned up and building a pond and trying to get it looking where we can build on it. And things will start building. We've had an architect in town, stayed 12 hours Saturday. Gave us some pictures and gave us some ideas of things to do. And we're in contact with him. So the big news for the Freedom Center and in the drug recovery program itself is that we're fixing to build a campus there that's going to provide help for generations to come.
Yeah.
Not only in our area, but all around the South.
Yeah. Well, all around the country,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, Tanner Joy come to us from Louisville, Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
Grew up there, went to school there.
Yeah, I still don't know where that is.
Yeah, well.
Somewhere in Mississippi, yeah, I do know that.
South.
Just a little south of Starkville.
Okay.
If you headed Jackson, Mississippi from Starkville, you got to go through Louisville.
So I've been through there then.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're excited to have Tanner with us today. We're going to let him share our second segment, third segment, a little about that. We're going to take questions. Here's some phone numbers that you can text a question to Tanner. He's a young man. He's a pastor kid. Grew up in Louisville, Mississippi and stuff. Where'd you go to school at?
Grace Christian.
Grace Christian School there. And that is in Louisville?
Yes, sir. It is.
So, and if you'd like to comment or if you've met Tanner during the last 12 weeks, man, we'd love to hear your comments. But you can text that at 662-603-9829. That is text line only. If you know Tanner, if you know some of Tanner's friends, they can listen online at supertalk.fm Corinth. Bobby just texted us. He was in Little Rock. Cleavy, he's got the tour bus with Jason Gray going to Memphis, and they are listening.
I just got a text. He took 3 guitars.
Oh, okay.
You can't make this stuff
so,
up.
So we're excited, but, man, comment, questions, anything like that, you can do that for Tanner today. Already getting some texts and stuff, but this show is sponsored by local businesses that allows us to do this. Dr. Phil told me last week we're in starting our 6th year. And that's hard to believe that for 6 years we've been showing up here. And every alumni we've had has been on our program. I love that.
Yeah.
We've talked about the Freedom Center. We've talked about Living Free, Crosswind. But we've talked about Hope for 6 years here. So I'm thankful for that. Our radio sponsors, local business that sponsors us, is my mattress store, Car Mattress Furniture Outlet, right there on Highway 72. Been closed for a little while. We're opening back up. We're open today, but tomorrow's the grand opening. We're going to open back up full blast tomorrow. We have been really, really busy getting the store ready, remodeling, but, man, we got a hold of some air coolers, and, man, them things sold.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And, man, so, man, stop in our store, buy your mattress. Listen, we're going to have Kings and Queens on sale, hot, top name brand mattress for $399. Go to your other local stores. They'll probably cost you at least $1,500, $1,800. This week at our store, $399. Daniel Arthur, their local Subways. We got 3 here in Corinth. Thankful for Daniel and his family. Jeff Green's Barbershop. Jeff is probably hunting for his butter roll I usually drop off. I hadn't dropped it off yet, but Jeff, don't worry. We're coming. Wilco Real Estate Group. My wife told me this morning they had 18 pendings.
Yeah.
They've got listings. She's listed. She had listing appointments today, tomorrow. Your Olivia closed on a really nice house at Shallow Ridge this week. Listed one at Shallow Ridge. Reach out to my wife, Olivia, or any of their crew. They could help you out for any of your real estate needs. And my man Kirby here, if you're in Pickwick or that area, Savannah, Selmer, Adamsville, you could help them out up there, couldn't
Absolutely.
You? Kirby is a real estate agent there in the Pickwick area. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Calvary, first-class folks doing first-class things for all your burial needs. Any funeral needs, if you want to buy your plots, they have cemeteries here in Corinth, Iuka, Boonville, Jim and Sheila Calvary. The Dinner Bell Steak and Fish, Melissa Carson has been a longtime supporter of our ministry, and they've got plate lunches. Boy, I tell you what, I think they've got the best fish. You go there and get your whole fish, man. They're absolutely the best. Crosswind Ministries, Bobby and Angel, and I guess we can throw Truett in there.
I'm better.
Yeah, we better. They've been helping people for over 20 years. Nick Bain, Nick's been helping people a long time, too, all your legal needs. And Nick's fixing to make a big announcement. He'll be running for state office sometime starting next year. But Nick is all pumped up. He's traveling the state. And Nick Bain is a friend of ours, and Nick's a big friend to our ministry. Gatlin's Pharmacy at Tishomingo, for all your pharmacy needs, man, reach out to Gatlin's Pharmacy. questions, prescription fills, or whatever you need, man, Gatlin's Pharmacy there in Tishomingo. We're going to take a break. We're coming back with Tanner Wayne Joy.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. If you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines, Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment, and it's graduation day at the Freedom Center. And that's always a big day, and it's always a big deal. We make it a big deal, Kirby.
Yeah.
And because it is a big deal. It ain't one of them things, you know, that you just pack up and leave that day. We celebrate you really all day. By the radio show and then ringing the bell this afternoon, the graduation tonight at Living Free. And, man, I'm always thankful for this time and, man, to get to see guys complete it. You done the intake on Tanner. I was there the day Tanner came in. What I remember was, I don't even remember seeing Tanner, really. I remember seeing... He had family.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think his grandparents, his aunts, long-lost cousins.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 15 people in the parking lot that brought him up here.
Yeah, he had a crew.
So that stood out to me.
Yeah.
He's had great support the whole way. But take me from intake, and then, Tanner, you, after Kirby gets done, you kind of, what got you here and stuff? And
yes,
just
sir.
Tell us a little bit about your story. And your testimony, Kirby.
Yeah, when they all pulled up and piled out there, I can't remember if they was in one car or two, but you know, I seen that little baby boy of his, you know, and I knew I could resonate with that. You know, when I got help in 2019, my oldest was two, and it was tough, you know, having to leave him. Of course. I realized that I couldn't take care of him in the shape I was in, you know. So, thank God he sent me where he did. But I seen all that, you know, and we have so many guys that we, you know, we may pick them up from jail, or we may have to go pick them up at their house. We've done that, you know, whatever the situation, with just really no support. So when I seen all that support, I was very, very hopeful, very glad that you have that, because a lot of people don't, you know. And we talked a little on the way over here about, you know, when you get home, you know, what do you do? You know, where do you go? What do you do next? And just thankfully, you've got a wife that supported you the whole time. You know, baby boy that needs you. Parents that have supported you, grandparents that have supported you, and you have us as family now, you know. So whatever you need this moment on, you know, call us. We'll be there to help you. We'll be there to talk to you. You know, we understand. We've been where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, when folks haven't been where you're at, sometimes it's harder for them to – it's harder for you to go to them, you know, because they don't understand. But yeah, tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got here and yeah.
Well, like you guys said, I had a really good foundation growing up. Some of my earliest memories are in the nursery at Emmanuel Baptist Church in, Cleveland, Mississippi. My father was the music minister there, and, he eventually got the call to ministry and started attending seminary in New Orleans. I would say that I grew up not only with him attending seminary, coming home and showing me his Hebrew and Greek flashcards, but I also was enrolled in Grace Christian, which is a private school in Louisville, Mississippi, with a biblical curriculum throughout K through 12. As long as I can remember, I've been studying, taking tests, learning about the geography, the history, the background of the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament surveys. So I think I really identify with the old adage that you can miss hell by about 18 inches. 18 inches, they say, is the average distance between the brain and the heart. And I had a very good knowledge of Jesus growing up, but I didn't really have that heart knowledge.
Yeah.
And so growing up, religion became kind of just a going through the motions type of deal. I would just show up to church, do the work, sing the songs, and go home and not really ever have a conversation with God. That led into the later years of high school. I was an awkward teenager, and I really struggled with making friends. Unfortunately, the friends that I did make were not involved in the best of things, and I started from there. I would say that really started in 2019 to 2020. And from 2020 to 2025, I was constantly getting high from sun up to sundown. And I just lived the life that I wanted to. When I first started using, there was a great conviction that I had, but I just used and would numb that conviction and kept using until the conviction wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
And nothing really started to change until I met my wife in college. She had to pursue me because I was a super introvert. I didn't, you know, we met in choir, and I, after choir, was a down period for me, so I would always run back to my dorm and go take a nap. Well, I ran out, and finally she just chased me down one day, and she... She said, I really like your backpack. Where did you get your backpack? And I was like, that's a very strange way to start a conversation. But I'm so thankful that she did do that. But as we got married.
What college was that, Tanner?
East Central Community College in Decatur, Mississippi. But she really started to pour into me. I didn't have a lot of self-worth. I struggle with self-esteem even to this day. But she really poured into me and let me know that I was worthy of being loved. And I knew when she started to do that, this is the girl that I want to marry. And
so was you smoking this stuff then?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So she didn't know?
She didn't know. I actually, you know, I was smoking dab pens. So she saw it one time and she was like, what is that? And I told her, she said, it stinks. I said, oh, that's a nicotine vape with no flavor. It's stronger than regular nicotine vapes. And she bought that until she saw somebody else at the school with the exact same pen. And they were like, oh, no, this is a weed pen. And so that was the first kind of little spat that we had. And, you know, honestly, the smart thing to do, I think, if she were to ask her parents, would have been to, you know, leave me in the dust right there. But she didn't. She stayed. She kept pouring into me, and she kept on. We eventually got married on March 9th, 2024. And then the next year, in February 17th, 2025, I welcomed my son Marcus into the world. And that was the greatest day of my life. And even still, up to then, I was using. I remember holding my son, and I'm sure any parent that is listening can identify with this, the mixture of emotions that you feel when you look at your son or daughter that you've brought into the world, knowing that you created a life, the pride and just all the emotions that come with it. I specifically remember crying and laughing at this exact same time. It was a strange mixture of emotions. But when he came into the world, I knew that something really had to change. I didn't want to be an absent father. My father gave me such a great foundation and was always there for me. Well, I wanted to be the exact same thing for my son, and I couldn't do that if I was constantly high.
Yeah.
And it took a while for me to, you know, really get in. I didn't get in here until May, and he was born in February. But that's what really started the want to change.
So he was about 2 months old.
Yes, sir.
You're newly married. How long have you been married?
A year and 4 months, I believe.
A year and 4 months. You got a baby that's 2 months old.
He's 5 months old now, but he was 2 months then.
I'm just kind of talking about when you checked yourself in the rehab.
Yes, sir.
And stuff. Tell us, what was that like? Now, you had a lot of family support and stuff, and some of our friends there in the Octibahawk County knew about us. And you got word about us, done an application.
Yes, sir.
And then you made your way north to Corinth. Have you ever been to Corinth?
No. Before I came here, I'd never been to Corinth in my life.
So you checked yourself in, new wife, new baby.
Yes, sir.
And they pull out of the driveway and leave you there.
Yeah, that was a really hard day. Knowing what my wife was going to have to go through, being alone with the newborn baby, I really and truly felt like I had ruined my marriage and that it was all down the toilet. But thankfully, you know, my wife, I'm so thankful for her. She really exudes and exemplifies the love of Christ in the way that she has stuck beside me through all of this. And I really can't express how appreciative and how much I love her.
They've come. I've seen you, baby. I've seen your wife. They've come to family days. They've come to Thursday nights.
Yes, sir.
So you've had really good support the whole time you was here.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about once you got here. Explain the last 12 weeks with us.
Well, my first week, it went pretty smoothly. You know, I settled in. I'd grown up in church, like we've talked about, so being in Bible studies was not something that was new to me. I kind of knew, you know, how to sit, how to act, how to answer the questions. But by the end of that week, I think that my mind had settled into just kind of going through the motions with it again, and I was just trying to get through it. I was going to get through each week, keep my head down, and just get it done. But then the second week, I was outside playing basketball, and on a wide open layup, nobody around me, no contact, I made the layup and broke my foot on the way down. And that really kind of struck me. That's what really started my prayer life. I hadn't talked to God very much, but that's really what started my prayer life, because I wanted to know, God, what am I supposed to get out of this? It's kind of a strange time for me to break my foot. And the only thing that I could come away with was that I needed to slow down and take in what I had learned, or what I am learning. And so after that point, you know, I'm hobbling around. Everybody's kind of picking at me. They say I need to drink more milk and all that. But it just from there, I really started to pay attention and listen. And you know, really take in what everybody was talking about, specifically about idolatry. I know obviously you could say that any drugs are an idol, but the main idol that I had to learn about was the idol of myself and how, you know, I lived my life in a way where I just wanted to please myself and do whatever I wanted to do to make me happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not what God asked us to do.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and ask him some questions. What would he tell preacher's kids that may be struggling? Because a lot of preacher kids is struggling.
Yes, sir.
What's next? What's going to go on when you get home now? And what, any other questions that you may like to ask Tanner? We're proud of you, Tanner.
Thank you, sir.
Grateful that we got to spend these 12 weeks with you. And, man, you're alumni now. You're a brother to us. So, man, we're connected for life.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so I told him yesterday the biggest advertisement we had is for him to go home and do what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And stuff. So we're grateful. We're going to take this break, and we're coming back with Tanner Joy.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain and Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain and Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain and Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills in what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell. Where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Car, Mississippi. Listen, our guys have been remodeling their stores. I've been on the road finding deals. Man, have I got the deals. It's the best one yet. Top name brand, King and Queens $399, Fools $299. Never been that cheap, may never be that cheap again. You come see us, and don't forget, you got to come 3 miles west of High Prices.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment. Today we have Tanner Wayne Joy from Louisville, Mississippi, there. And he's a young man that is wrapping up our program today, and he shared some of his story last week. We had some text messages, Truett text, and just congratulations. They're listening to you.
Thank there you,
at the center.
Justin and them text, and they're listening.
Yeah, Clevy and Justin, that bunch text, Bobby's text. So, Tanner, man, what, you know, as a preacher's kid, Southern Baptist pastor, a great guy, What was it like to go tell your dad that you was in trouble with this wax stuff?
Oh, it really did not go well. My dad and I, we really had a strained relationship for a long time.
Over this?
Yes, sir. Well, over this and over my refusal to get better. At the time, I wasn't working. I was 18 years old. I didn't have a job, and he wanted me to get a job. All I wanted to do was get high, so there was, you know, contention and strife in that way. But it eventually...
Come on, Dad, man. I'm 18. I ain't got no job right. today.
Right. I also made a pretty bad mistake and, you know, took off to Florida one weekend and, you know, just didn't tell anybody and just did that. And that really kind of led into, they were like, you got to go. If you're going to be like this, you're not going to live under my roof acting this way. And after that happened, you know, looking back on it now, I completely understand why he did what he did.
Where'd
you go? I went to a friend's house, one of my drug buddies' house. I lived on his couch for about 3 months.
Okay.
But I really understand why he did it. But at the time, I was just angry. I felt like he had abandoned me. I felt like my parents had abandoned me. They rejected me. They weren't going to put up with me anymore. And I was just going to have to live my own life without speaking to them. And I didn't speak to them for 4 months. My mom would text me, call me, and I would just ignore the text messages. And I know I really put her through a lot. So, Mom, if you're listening, I apologize for all of that. But,
So why did it, I mean, it come to the point that you're going to get help. And they come with you that day.
Right, they did.
So what's that feel like today that your parents have supported you and walked through this thing with you since you've been here?
I really can't thank them enough. While I've been gone, my father told me when I was coming here that he said, son, I swear to you that I will take care of your wife. She will be okay. She will not want for anything. And that really is one of the only reasons that I was able to stomach coming up here was knowing that she had them. And I don't have the words.
Now you drove a propane truck, oil truck or something?
Fuel tanker.
Fuel tank truck.
Yes, sir.
So here you are out on the highway driving up and down the road.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. So you needed help.
Yes, sir.
We needed you to get help.
Right. It was only a matter of time before I got caught doing something.
So you get here. You told us what it was like to be here. What's it feel like today? I mean, today's your last day.
I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited to be able to get home and be the husband and father and the man that God wants me to be. And I wrote in my journal last night that it feels like a lifetime has passed, but at the same time, only a few days. And
you mentioned in the earlier that you was an introvert, didn't have friends.
Yes, sir.
You've had friends up here.
I have plenty of friends. I told Kirby yesterday that the hardest part of me leaving here is going to be leaving behind all the friendships that I made. I know that I'm not truly leaving them behind, but it is going to, I'm going to be 2.5 hours away. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, obviously I'm thinking that we may have maybe a pastor listening that maybe he's got a son that's messed up, son or daughter. We get that call a lot, but maybe the son or daughter's listening that they're messing up and their dad's a pastor. What would you say? How would you address that?
Well, one of the things that I always struggled with was having everyone kind of watch me. Everybody is looking at the pastor's kid. Well, we know who your daddy is. Look at what he's doing. And we're going to go tell on you. Or even in my peer group, they didn't want to be my friend because of who my father was. They figured that I would run and, you know, just tell them what was going on. And so, and I would say that to any pastor's kids listening that I understand exactly what you're going through. If you feel like overwhelmed with the fact that everybody's watching you and you feel like you can't make a mistake, but that is not biblical. Jesus loves us through our mistakes. That's why he died on the cross. He said, all sins, past, present, and future, I cast them as far as the east is from the west. So I would say take refuge in the fact that the truth of the Bible is that Jesus loves you no matter what. It doesn't matter what all the other people are going to say or going to think about you.
Well, we're quick to label people.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, we label you a preacher's kid.
Right.
Well, that's true in some ways, but, you know, like Kirby over here, his mom's a nurse practitioner. I don't say, well, he's a nurse practitioner kid, you know, and things. But, so, you know, we walk along the labels and let that sometime identify us.
Right.
Our identification needs to be in the Lord Jesus, and who am I in the Lord Jesus?
Right.
So, well, Tanner, what's next? What are you going to do? I mean, you're going to go home tonight.
Yes, sir. Well, first thing I would like to do is get a haircut when I go home. I haven't had a haircut the entire time I've been up here.
Man.
Yeah, I took I guess the vow of the Nazarite while I got here. I was going to be like Samson and let it grow out. But
okay, get your hair cut.
Oh, yeah, no.
I've been doing that same thing.
Yeah, he won't let me. And,
it's not working.
But when I get home, you know, I'm going to spend time with my wife, my son, kind of reconnect and catch up with them. But this coming Monday, I'm planning on returning to work. So getting back to it, that's, you know, 65 to 70 hour weeks. Just bringing in that money.
Do y'all live there where your dad's? Do you attend your dad's church?
Yes, sir. The church that he's the pastor of, East Louisville Baptist Church, he's about maybe 5 minutes away from my house.
Oh, okay. And they're furnishing the meal tonight.
Yes, sir, they are.
All right. So, we try to encourage you, as you're ready to go home, to have your place in the church. You know, you've got your church home, your dad's the pastor. You got to find your place there.
Yes, sir.
You know, and then continue to find your place in a support group. Brother Brian Wood and them, I don't know how close they are to you, but they have support groups.
Yes, sir.
And things. Maybe you need to start a Living Free support group in your church.
Yeah, I've really been inspired by what Ronnie and Kirby both say, the amount of accountability that they get from these groups. It keeps them in check because they want to be in check for us. And Louisville really doesn't have a support group in that way. And a lot of my father's ministry has been seeing things done in other places and being like, well, why can't we have that here? So I would like to take that same idea and be able to start something in Louisville. I don't know what that's going to look like or how long it's going to take, but I like to quote Isaiah 6:8 and say, here I am, Lord, send me, whatever you have me do.
Yeah. And then number three is continue to work on yourself.
Yes, sir.
Just because you finished the program today don't mean you've completed it all. You
know, right.
There's so much more work. So you have Bobby's number. You'll have her number. You've got to continue to work on the guy in the mirror, because the guy in the mirror is the one that's going to be your biggest enemy.
Yes, sir.
That's the three biggest ones. Number four is work. You have a job. And number five is handling money in the right way.
Right.
Not spending it in the local gas stations buying dope.
Yeah, my wife's going to have my cards. I'm not going
to
take any cash.
That's probably a smart move to start with.
Yeah.
So, and that's a big problem we have. Our local gas stations is the now the local dope house.
Yes, sir.
So, guys, we're going to take one more break. We're going to come back and wrap this thing up. Maybe Kirby can kind of share with us. And if you got any questions, comment for Tanner, man, text them, 662-603-9829. We'll be right back.
In Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
All right, we're back for our last segment. We got a few texts, and several texts came in right then. Man, we thank you for all that. Tanner, do you want to tell them what amazing mom you have?
Oh, man, she is awesome. That's the only thing that can really be used to describe her. She is a very awesome woman.
Yeah. So here's another one. That may be some of your family there. I don't know. We love you and excited to see you. Now I'm ready to see the new father and husband you've become. Is that you?
I think that's my wife.
Yeah, Maddie and Marcus.
Yes, sir.
Here's a question, though. Here, and Bobby had a great comment, but somebody had texted us and I lost it about the gas station stuff.
Yes, sir.
The temptation of going in gas stations now.
Right.
How are you going to deal with that?
Well, where I work, there is a gas station with no store. So I think that what I'm going to do is just get gas there. When I'm in the truck, the only places that we normally fuel up at the plant. So I'm hoping that I can keep it to there. And like I said, I'm going to be giving my cards to my wife. She already has them, but she's going to keep them. No cash, just anything to keep the temptation away.
When I first started my journey, my wife handled all the money and stuff, and I didn't have when I went in as a gas station, I didn't have money. So yeah. That's that's one of the things. Bobby sent us this, and we're talking about that PK label.
Yes,
sir. Brought the word label up. Bobby said, "And the label becomes the expectation that puts a weight on the kids to live up, that is an unattainable expectation."
Right.
We expect that, and they come to think they have pulled it off and stuff. And it goes back to the old saying that we use a lot. Expectations is premeditated resentment.
Yes, sir.
It just sets you up to fail. It sets you up to be let down. It sets you up to be mad and things. So, man, anything else you want to add to this today?
Maddie, Mom, since I know you're listening, I love you both very much. You two are the most important women in my life, and you guys have both always been there for me, had my back in every single way, and that really, I can't thank you both enough for that.
Well, that's good. Tanner's going to graduate tonight. He gets a certificate, gets a new Bible. He'll get to share this journey tonight at Living Free Ministries. Kirby, we start at 6 o'clock. Rocky, I have us a couple songs. Truett does his, whatever Truett does. What's he call it?
Barnabas Circle.
Barnabas Circle. And then Tanner's going to get to share this story tonight.
Yeah, come out tonight if you don't have anything going on. We'd love to have you. It's always a special night just to hear a testimony of God's goodness. We'd love to have you any Thursday night. Monday nights we're there at 6. Friday nights we're there at 6. All men's Bible study Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. We'd love to have you at Living Free. Everyone's welcome. And we just try to love on you and support you. And Tanner, I love you, man. I'm proud of you. We had a pretty powerful class yesterday with Bobby. I've thought about it ever since, about the 2 years. The percentage of people that don't relapse after 2 years and the percent that do after 3 months.
Right. 3 months, if you might survive 3 months, there's still a 93% chance you'll relapse.
Yeah.
If you make it 2 years, there's a 70% that you will not relapse.
Yes, correct. Sir.
There's still that 30.
Yeah.
But listen, when you get to 5 years, that number goes up.
Yeah.
So each year builds more accountability, more credibility, and all that.
Yeah, just keep walking it out with the Lord. Don't let we're not serving man. So don't let people, any rejection, any thing of that nature, don't let that bother you. You know what Jesus thinks of you. You know who you belong to. So just walk in that.
My wife just texted and she wanted to make sure, said good luck, Tanner, and she was proud of you.
Thank
Kirby,
you,
you're on the radio show today. Did Olivia even get up and listen?
She said they were going to.
Yeah.
But they were also in my recliner, and it has a real.
I mean,
it'll put you to sleep pretty quick. So
her
I don't
dad
know.
And her husband hosting a radio show, and
trying to get her business.
Yeah.
On top of that,
we even plugged her. My wife's a real Wilco Real Estate. Well, listen, you're invited tonight to come out to Living Free Ministry. Everyone's invited. We meet every Thursday night at 6 o'clock. We call it Celebration Night. Because we celebrate what God's doing in lives. Tonight, we're celebrating what God is doing in the life of a young man from Louisville, Mississippi, named Tanner Wayne Joy. And for his wife and son,
yes, sir.
His mom and dad and his family, that they would be encouraged if you come out. He chose Hometown Pizza to have after that. So we're going to have some pizza. My understanding, Truett Brown is bringing some dessert.
Banana pudding, I believe.
And
thank you, Truett.
And thanks. So it'll be a big night, and you're invited. Living Free is located right behind Magnolia Funeral Home there on Highway 72. We start at 6. So Olivia has woke up and said, I'm definitely listening. So we don't know if she caught the first 58 minutes, but she caught the last two. Okay. All right. Well, listen, man, we always close out, Tanner, by reading the book of Jude, the last couple of verses. And, man, I'm going to ask you to read it. I'm going to hand you this, and
yes, sir.
Will you finish it out in just a minute? We've got about a minute to go, so that'll be perfect timing. One more time, he's graduating tonight to the blue. So you take it from there, Tanner.
This is Jude 1, chapter 1, verse 24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now and forever. Amen.
Amen.